Welcome to Story Break, it's a show where we come up with a brand new film idea every single episode.
And because it's Christmas, we're going to give it to you.
I'm your host, Chris Brennan.
And I'm Stephen Ryan.
The Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? It is actually our anniversary.
High five.
We've done a full year of coming up with nonsense off the top of our heads. And
trying to
give it to people who don't want it. Just take it. No.
It's like filling the fishes. You know, it's like, McDonald's can't even give that shit away.
Just take this idea about the polar bear. I don't want that polar bear idea. You want the polar bear idea.
You know what the worst thing about this, though, is this episode today. I feel like we've done our magical Christmas episode already from Emmett Oren, wasn't it? He gave us the Melting Snowman story, which was like magical.
Beautiful, animated, Pixar-y kind of story about a snowman's quest to find his first love before the winter ends.
Exactly.
And we were like, could we wait it out? Because that would have been a great moment for this. But we jumped the gun a little bit.
We did a little bit. But, you know, we get a request, we do it straight away because it is off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
So today, since it's going to be a Christmas episode, I think that we're entitled to not do a Santy kind of snowman cartoon kind of story. I think we can do a little bit of a twist of a Christmas
movie. I think so. Well, that was our first one, our very first episode, where even like I was like writing that intro down like 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
And it's still like basically the same thing.
It is exactly
what
the same.
What are we going to say? I don't know. We had like that shitty microphone that you bought going, it's supposed to be
multi-directional. It's supposed to be 360 and it only records in the face. It's like
so
a normal mic.
If there's somebody sitting on the other side, they're just muffled for the episode.
That's why I sound like I'm in the kitchen while you're in the living room.
Yeah. So times have changed. But that first one we did was Santa Begins.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think we should go the magic route. I don't think we should go the Santa route even.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Christmassy.
It has to be Christmas special.
It's our anniversary.
As well as Santa Begins, the funny thing was we come up with the villain of the piece, Krampus. And a couple of weeks ago, the movie Krampus came out.
That was awesome.
I've never even heard of Krampus before. Then.
Yeah. I want to see that film.
Yeah.
I want to see if it's... I know it's nothing like Santa Begins, but I just like the idea of... I want to see what they do with that character because it's really interesting in episode one. Yeah. What is this, episode like 50 or something?
This is 50 or 52, I suppose.
Wow.
That is crazy.
I really should keep an eye on that. I don't know. Yeah. I like the fact we don't.
It goes up when it goes up. I know I haven't seen it yet either because I wanted to wait till closer to Christmas until I watch this.
Yeah.
I watch Krampus, so I'm looking forward now. That's going to be my Steam Society movie.
So it's a Christmas film.
Christmas.
There's a lot of Christmas films you can do. I mean, you can even pick a genre.
Die Hard.
Yeah, I mean, you can go the Shane Black route and he does everything at Christmas.
Yeah.
So an Iron
Man
tree. Yeah. But what are these other films, like the family ones? Like, I watched Jingle All the Way recently, and it's quite
Turbo
fun.
Man.
Yeah, I was reading a bit about it too. Like, apparently they had Chris Columbus come in and do some rewrites on it because I think he really added the commercialization of the holiday thing, which wasn't there, which I thought was the one notable thing. Like, the third act really kind of shits the bed, where they basically take Schwarzenegger, put him in the costume, make him save the day. The kid gives away the toy going, I don't need this. I've got my own Turbo Man. And everybody forgives the selfish father for not buying the kid a toy. It's like, hold on. No, he's still a son of a bitch. You know, like, because he's got muscles, he's okay.
Yeah.
But earlier on, I thought they were hitting that Black Friday stuff, like with ravaging parents looking for toys. I was like, that's kind of ahead of itself there. Like, they weren't really doing it to that extent that they do like every year now, you know?
Yeah. I loved that movie as a kid for what it was. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't have to analyze these sort of things.
Yeah.
But I love it even more as an adult watching it. You know, that kind of way for what it is. I think it's brilliant.
So could we do something like it? I don't want to reboot that. We did a reboot episode last time. But there's something about like a parent looking for a toy or something. Like, I kind of feel like being in that playground, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because then... maybe it's like they meet other people. Maybe it's kind of like a road film. Like,
so basically, Jingle All the Way was Arnie forgot to buy his son Turbo Man.
And Turbo's the hottest toy of the year.
It's like the Furby of the year.
Yeah.
The Elsa.
The Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah. The Pong. Whatever that is. So he goes out on the last day on Christmas Eve, isn't it? Or something along those lines.
Christmas Eve,
to get the toy. Can't get it. And he has to go searching for it, basically.
Yeah,
and, he Sinbad comes and robs the toy from him every time he gets
pushed in. Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. So basically, the opposite to that would be if the parents had the toy and got the toy robbed from them.
That would make sense. Because then there's sympathy on the people who are trying to get it back. Like, who stole our kids' presents? What a great kind of shocking thing. Like, what a shithead move. Like, they come home Christmas Eve and their place is robbed and all the toys are gone, right?
Yeah, that sounds... Actually, funny enough, in my area, there's been a lot of break-ins, like, of older people, the elderly of their houses.
I was wondering where you got the new jacket.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It's from the 50s.
And, I wonder what the dentures in your glass were about.
There was like a little letter sent around to all the houses to be made aware of this. Yeah. And it's like, you know, Christmas time, there's a lot of desperate people out there. Just be careful, you know, that kind of way.
Be vigilant at the Christmas vigil.
So I can kind of really see that someone being really, really desperate goes out of their way and robs a home, you know.
Right.
And I say it could be the end that you figure out that maybe this guy kind of broke into a house to rob toys for his kids, maybe because he had no money to buy them anything.
Yeah,
and he didn't want his kid to be, you know, because if we're going to go down the Turbo Man route, Sinbad is the kind of the innocent villain at the end of the day.
It's
you know,
true.
Kind of
and he gets the toy in the end.
Yeah.
Because it's given to him by the son of Schwarzenegger. And I think you're right. And similar to what we spoke about in, like, I think the last episode, it's that Rolling Stones, you don't always get what you need, you get what you, you don't get what you want, you get what you need. So if we have our heroes at the end of this film, get all their possessions back, then it'd be kind of nice if they shared a bit of that out with the person who needed it. And that's not the guy who stole from them, but the son of the guy.
Yeah.
Right? That kind of feels like that's a nice moral Christmas story.
For me, Christmas is all about the kids, you know. It's all about kids. If a kid has a great Christmas, you have a great Christmas in turn. So I think that basically this has to be the moral of the story is, you know, you do anything for your kids to give them the happiest Christmas ever because they deserve it, you know. They believe in Santa Claus, so they deserve that. They keep that magic alive. You don't want to ruin a kid's magic. And that's what the whole... I think that's like why... Basically, the guy robs the family. Mm-hmm. And I assume why the family, the mother and father... go out and try to get it back, you know that way?
Yeah. I think you have that, maybe that age where the kid, probably have like one more year where the kids are going to believe Santa's real, you know?
Exactly. Because I work with a lot of kids now at the moment and we were talking about that now at the time of year that was like coming up to Christmas and I was like, the kids are always like, so Steve, do you believe in Santa Claus? You know, and they're that like 10, 11 years old. And
yeah.
Like, of course they believe in Santa Claus. And before you answer them, they're looking at you like, I don't believe in Santa Claus. And then when you answer them, say you do believe, it's like, well, actually, I do believe in Santa Claus, but don't tell anybody, you know, because I don't want to get bullied.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so you kind of really have that kind of, at that age, that kind of bridging where it's like, I believe, I don't believe, I don't know what to do, you know, that way. I'm embarrassed to say I do, but really, I don't want the magic to be gone.
Even if we started this film off, I would love to explore a little bit about how difficult it must be to keep that magical mystery alive. With such transparency, like, you can Google the answer now. And back when I was a child, you just had that dirtbag kid in the classroom just spreading that vicious rumor.
Yeah.
That was all it was. It was just like, everyone had that kid in the class just going around being a shithead, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like you can literally take out your phone and find out if it's true or not, you know?
Yeah, but the thing for me is that I do believe kind of in Santa Claus because I believe in the magic Christmas because even... My girlfriend, she had like Christmases where she got something. Like the way it came about her getting it, she like even her family now cannot understand how it happened. You know, like kind of like they left the house, the whole family was with them. They come back and all their presents under the tree. It's like, who put the presents under the tree? This is ridiculous. Like they cannot figure out. Their mother won't tell them.
What?
Yeah, it's like this. There's all that sort of stuff. Like it's the magic is. There's still questions they're asking.
You're
like,
naked in her bed with a bow in your head. How did I get here?
So yeah, I think the magic of Christmas is real, you know the way, so.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Do you want like an award for that speech?
Yeah,
the magic of Christmas is real. Sweet. So I think also, I remember watching Bad Neighbors with Seth Rogen, and I really liked how him and, forget her name.
Rose... So, was it Rose Byrne?
Yeah. They're like idiot partners in that. And it was really refreshing. And I actually read a bit more about it. And Seth Rogen said that he read the first draft or an early draft. And it was the husband is an idiot. And the mother, like, and the wife is kind of like stuck up, kind of smart person having to deal with this idiot. And they actually changed it. So it was like, no, my wife in real life, she does this dumb shit like I do. So I'd like to take that inspiration and have the both the parents go out that night to find to recover the toys.
So you don't want mature and immature spouses. You want basically partners in crime.
Yeah, because I agree with what Seth said. I think myself and my wife would be similar too. Like, we put us in a situation, we're not going to turn on each other, we're going to try to help each other, and we might choose idiot ideas of how to accomplish our goals in a pressurized environment.
Yeah.
It's not like one is smarter than the other, one is like looking down on the other. I think that would be really fun. So it's not sending the husband out that night, it's sending the couple out that night.
Yeah, so it's a two of them taking responsibility together.
Yeah.
I can even see, why not even just change up that little bit where we usually give the wife the balls of the relationship. You know, she's the one who kind of pushes things forward, takes those risks more so than the husband.
Yeah.
It's not the stupid husband, you know, the kind of way it's the wife just going, this is it, this is what we have to do, you know.
Excellent, and, like that.
So who are we going to cast? It's obviously going to be a comedy of sorts.
Yeah, kind of like
a caper.
Yeah.
So we need a humorous couple. Who could be the boss? Who could be like the wife that could be the boss of the family and all that?
I'm trying to think like of actors and actresses that we haven't really cast, quote quote, in our things. And one person I've watched this year that I thought was actually quite funny, and doesn't really do a lot of funny roles, is Matt Damon.
Yeah, perfect.
So could we put him in it? I think he could actually use one of those kind of Christmas films as well. He's a big star, I know, but you know, throw him in one of these things, it's refreshing.
Why not keep the Martian cast going and put Kirsten Wiig in there as her
excellent
as a wife?
Yes, I think she's phenomenal. I could say that's a good pairing too. So yeah, let's do that.
Okay,
so that's cool. It. I think.
So start it off. Say the family is at mass, Christmas Eve mass, you know, they're out of the house.
Oh yeah, the mass of the evening.
Everything is like really, really happy. Everyone has a Christmas spirit. They're seeing the Christmas carolers.
Yeah.
There's snow. It's picturesque, like, you know, that way. It's perfect. It's like the start of Home Alone, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like the best Christmas ever. And then they get home and the place being broken into.
Yeah, that sucks. That's frightening. And yeah, maybe. Yeah, that seems exactly right.
The one good thing about this is that like the Christmas presents don't have to be under the tree, so the kids won't be any the wiser, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, that's all I was trying to think of, is like, do the kids upset now? Because I like it that the kids are in bed and they can't know that Santa hasn't came yet.
Well, this is the thing. Maybe
in the end, we want to have like, Santa came, and the parents are exhausted and they've been up all night, right?
Exactly. I say like after the police are called and all that, you know, and everyone's like a bit upset because the house being broken into, the tree is upside down. They're rearranging things. Matt Damon's talking to the
sticky
police.
Bandits were here.
Yeah.
The upside down bandits, since the tree is upside down.
The bandits down under. So basically, they're having the chat with the police. The police go, maybe Kirsten Wiig turns around to one of the kids. She's like, you know, you okay? You know, look, it's not going to happen again. Don't worry about it. And the kid's like, it's pretty terrible, but it's okay, you know. At least Santa's going to come in the morning. That'll cheer us all.
Yeah.
And like, at least they didn't take sister and the brother Santa's gifts. Like, yeah, you know, that's okay. Santa hasn't been here
yet. That's beautiful.
And that just breaks the mother's heart, you know. That's the kind of like, it's just a stab of pain there, you know. The kind of like, she knows the presents are gone.
They're gone.
Like the bedroom or the attic, wherever they're hidden, is like, it's had to be burgled as well. And she's like, shit. Everyone leaves the house and she turns around to Matt Damon and she goes, we need to get those presents back, you know.
Yeah, we need it. Is there somewhere open? Yeah. And I'm thinking before we go anywhere, like, we give them like a grandmother or a grandfather that will be in the house and watch the kids. So it's not two parents abandoning their children.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I think, but mainly we're not really going to be at the house with the kids much. I just want to cover that there's somebody else there that they're like, we need to do something. And Matt Damon and Kirsten Wiig are pacing back and forth.
Can we have that, you know, can we get the grandparents coming over to the house without a call? You know, because, you know, I'm sure they would have been told that the house had been broken into. They're going to come over and see, is their daughter and our husband okay?
Yeah.
You know, they come in concerned. And we have that, like, you know, do you remember Frank from
King of Queens?
Everyone Loves Raymond.
Okay.
You know, that he was Frankenstein and the
gotcha.
Young Frankenstein, you know, that kind of. He's like the war veteran, you know, he's really grumpy and all that. Uh-huh. And he just comes up and goes, you know, that son of a bitch, he needs a kick in, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
He's really tough. And Matt Damon's like, you know, come on, it's you know, it's okay, look. You know, I'm sure we don't understand the reasons why he done it, you know, or something along those lines. But he's basically being really vicious about, you know, like, oh, if I caught him now, I'd kill him, you know, I'd string him up.
Yeah.
And the daughter's like, just calm down, Dad, calm down, you know. And she's like, okay, we need to go and get we need to hit the shops.
That makes sense. That you wouldn't go seeking the guy out first. No, you would go not. To re- no, go replace. Salvage the gifts.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just go to the shops and we can try see if we can get them. You know, it turns out nowhere is open or everything's sold out.
You have a nice scene where they first arrive at like a 24-hour gas station and they're just trying to find... like the gifts there aren't gifts at all, you know?
I say they hit everywhere that's open and everywhere that's open is completely sold out and they just get laughed at, you know, when they say, we need this toy, you know, we need a Turbo Man and we need a bike. You know, and just everyone just starts laughing in their faces and closing the shutters of the shop.
Yeah.
To where Matt Damon and Kirsten were just sitting in the car, you know, heads up against the headrest and like, what are we going to do now, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the father's speech about, if I had a chance, I'd string that guy up, you know, it's playing in Kirsten's head, you know, you hear him say over again, just like, we need to go find this guy. You know, we need to go find him, you know, he's obviously in the vicinity somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can't be that far away. He only robbed the place a couple of hours ago. We need to find him.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon's like, come on, calm down. She goes, no, what else are you going to do? Are you going to let your kids...
Are you going to go upstairs and tell your kids they get no presents?
And not only that, are you going to tell them there's no Santa Claus? Are you going to take that magic away from them, you know? And
yeah.
She goes, they turned around to me and they told me that the only thing that's good about this is Santa hasn't been here yet. Mm-hmm. And at least he will come and make our Christmas tomorrow. Do you want to ruin that for our kids?
Yeah.
Boom. That's all the motivation you need, I think.
I know. But fine, we could do it your way and buy them a bunch of air fresheners. Pack of travel condoms, you know, like get that for your child.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Timmy wants new window wipers on a full tank of gas.
Timmy wants a party pack of ice cubes. I bet you want that.
Yeah. What kid doesn't want an oven pizza for Christmas?
I like it though. That motivation is very clear. It's very logical as well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. You probably have to put something in it at the beginning, like at the crime scene. And I'd like a clue to be left. Because I think it's really difficult for us to send them into the night. It is after midnight. But if you can give them one clue, maybe it's like a box of matches that was found on the ground. And you know, like, it's a really classic way of doing it. Box of matches with an address of a tavern, you know?
Yeah.
Just get them in a way like, this is kind of like a mystery. Like, it's kind of noirish.
Could we do it where... maybe the police officer was saying, look, there has been a spat of break-ins within the district, you know, the kind of way it has been happening. We have a couple of leads, but, you know, we're still not close to getting the guy yet.
Yeah.
Because she says that she has a couple of leads, what if she goes and interrogates a police officer and she, like, bullies the police officer into telling her, who do you think it is?
Oh, I like that.
So then she has a name and they have to find the guy. They have to match the guy to the name, basically.
Who is the police officer? It gotta be some kind of Bunk is back. Yeah. He's in our Halloween episode.
He was.
Bunk. Yeah.
He's in all of our festive episodes. Or holiday ones.
I like it. So that's really fun. And you definitely have this unique situation where like a mother is confronting
a big guy.
like a kind of hard nosed cop, you know? Yeah. Cause I was thinking a weakling, but it's like actually funnier to confront a big tough guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So she, yeah, I like that. So
we have Arnie in it. Why not give it to him? You know,
yeah.
Give him the Turbo Man role.
So she goes back to the local precinct, does it? And he's just following reports. Yeah. And maybe she's like angry that he's not out there looking, you know?
Yeah.
That could be maybe the first thing that triggers her, you know? She's like, why aren't you out there looking for clues? He's like, clues? Like, it's Christmas Eve. I'm finishing up, you know? And that's kind of a shitty thing, you know? And
it makes her see red. Like, the bull in the China shop scenario.
Yeah.
And she just goes to town on him. I don't think she physically, like, touched him, but, like, she basically... He's backing off. Her words are so violent in that kind of way.
I think he's trying to get out. Like, he's, like, on a journey to his car, you know? And as she's following him, and she's like, where do you live? Like, I'm going to steal your presents. You can't tell me you're going to steal my presents. Yeah. It doesn't work that way, you know? If my presents turn up missing, it's like, what? And she just pleads with him. And it goes from berate to just going, help me. Like, I need something to go on. And I'm just trying to think. He wouldn't literally send her to, like, a seedy area because that's dangerous of him, you know? So I'm just trying to think. Maybe, I don't know.
Could he say, like, go to, like, you know, a church, like a drop-in or something like that? Go up to Father O'Neill, he might know the guy, you know. It turned up, maybe a couple of the presents turned up at the drop-in shelter for, you know, that way. So maybe just, we find out here that the thief is kind of, he is robbing things, but he's actually doing it for the good. He's doing a Robin Hood job.
Okay.
For who he sees is better off than he is, and he robs from them and gives it to like the poor. So he's looking for this one gift for his child, which he already robbed from our family, from the Damons. Yeah.
The Turbos.
Yeah, and any other presents he finds, he gives to the drop-in shelter. So that's where the police have found most of the presents.
So yeah, it's not sending this couple to like a bar. I like the idea of it's a shelter, so there's like a priest involved. Yeah,
it's a Zorro kind of style, you know? Yeah. The priest knows who he is, but won't give away his identity to anybody.
Yeah, so I think it makes sense. There's an element to that. We're trying to get them to the next spot officially, and I think it works that the cop would be like, look, maybe he's like, look, we had one lead and it wasn't that big. It was just a gift, like a shelter that the people can donate gifts to. Why would I go there? He's like, look, we have a feeling that they might actually know who this guy is. So at the very least, you might be able to pick up a couple presents there. You know, I just feel like that'd be enough for him to send her there rather than like find them yourself, because the cop wouldn't do that. Yeah. So he's trying to go like, just get yourself a couple gifts and have a Merry Christmas. And
maybe he says that to the husband. Maybe he says to her, you can go to drop-in shelter. That's where our clues led us. That's where we've kind of found a couple of things. You know, like, and then when she's walking off fine, you know, and getting into the car, he kind of grabs Matt Damon's like, look, just try to convince her to pick up a couple of toys from there, you know, and go home and be safe, you know that way?
Yeah.
So he's reasonable with Matt Damon, but she's like she's the hard ass. He's afraid of her.
Yeah.
He won't talk back to her, you know?
I like that. So they're going to go to the shelter now.
Yeah.
And they're driving to the shelter, and they're
just... Can we have a scene where they're in the car and it's like, you know, Matt Damon's talking to Kirsten and he's like, so, look, what are we going to do when we get here? You know the kind of way? Are we going to threaten this guy? Like, what the hell? And she goes, of course we're going to threaten him. He's at the Robin, like, he knows where this guy... And he goes, I don't feel like I can do this. And then maybe she starts flicking through the radio station. We need some music to pump us up, you know?
I like this.
So they have, like, you know, they flick through one station. It's just really jolly Christmas music. Yeah. And it's like, this isn't working, you know? And then they get to, like, Kanye West, you know? It's like Power or something like that, you know? Something really amped up. It's like, right, fine. Yeah, this is it. This is it. I'm going to kick his ass.
Maybe the only song they can get... is a dun 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 dun. She's like, yeah, and she's getting really pumped up to sit in the passenger seat. It's like, how's this working for you? And she's like, it's aggressive. And it's like, no, it's sad. You know, like, they're actually dissecting the same song in different ways.
Yeah, exactly. This was the kick-ass song at the end of Home Alone. Yeah. This is hardcore stuff. This is when he beat the Sticky Bandits. Bandits.
Yeah, he's running away from the guys. Like, this is not scary music. This isn't aggressive music, you know?
Hey, this works for me. This is all that matters, okay? I'm going to kick this priest ass.
Yeah.
Do you hear what you're saying?
I like it. Then they arrive at the shelter.
Yeah.
Who's our priest?
Charlie Day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's do it.
I can see him having a kind of, hey, calm down, calm down.
Yeah.
It's him or Danny DeVito.
That's who Charlie Day. I think DeVito might come in a bit. Yeah. I like both of those. Charlie Day. So they arrive at the shelter. I think he might be just closing up. Like, this is late. Yeah, you know?
this is like midnight Christmas Eve. Like, this, we're into Christmas Day, technically. You know, this is midnight. This is like 0:00 a.m. Christmas morning.
Yeah. And I don't think he's like literally shutting shutters, because we just had a conversation in a parking lot. So I think he's probably switching off lights and they go in, you know? I think it should happen inside. Yeah. And they're like, we're looking
for... Sure. Would he be like kind of giving homeless people soup or something like that, literally? Or, you know, that kind of way? Would he be coming in for some warmth into the church, something along those lines, you know, that kind of way, or maybe saying goodbye to the last one.
Because it's like a gift thing.
Yeah.
He probably just gave away the last gift, and the person's walking out the door with toys, and they're coming in going like, we're here for toys. He's like, I just gave out the last one, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I need it. And he's like, well, what are you going to do, steal from them? You know? Yeah. What do you know about stealing gifts? Yeah. You know? Like, no, I don't know anything about stealing gifts.
He's like, what are you talking about? He goes, where did you get the gift from? You know, that kind of way. He's like, from the good man, like, you know, he's...
From just people in general. You don't go straight for this Robin Hood. It's like, just people donate.
Yeah.
Like, just people donate gifts.
I don't think that he sees any problem in... He doesn't know that they've been stolen.
Yeah.
I think he turns a blind eye to that sort of stuff. He's like, just this good guy. He comes in, you know, he's one of them that we figure out who... you know, when we get to the point, it's like he figured out it's this guy. Like, yeah. He is the Zorro or the Robin Hood, you know. We give him a nickname, a cool nickname.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he just gives us presents. Like, you know, he's just a really generous man. Where do you think those presents are coming from?
Yeah.
And she guilts him into it then, you know, the kind of way. Uh-huh. She kind of, like, makes him see, you know. He goes, oh, I was hoping it wasn't that.
Right.
You know? He was a troubled kid, you know. No Robin Hood comes without their
backstory.
Yeah, basically, yeah. They're bad dudes.
So he would know exactly who this guy is by name, but no. You know where you could find him, right?
I think that he knows maybe the area. Maybe he knows where he drinks. And yeah, he knows the nickname. Because we want to send him into some dark places. I'm now thinking they're not so comfortable, too. You know?
Yeah.
What's that in Horrible Bosses? Motherfucker Jones?
Yeah.
You want that kind of scene.
Yeah, that seems very clear. And plus, we're going to play with some of the more dodgy underbelly of Christmas Eve,
yeah,
you know?
That's
who's
it.
Who's not at home on Christmas Eve? Like, yeah. where, who are those people, and what are they out? Like, this guy has just robbed a bunch of people, and he...
Who's making all that yellow snow on Christmas Eve? That's what I want to know.
Nice. So they confront Charlie with some scenario of good cop, bad cop, you know? Yeah. They get information out of him. What's this guy's nickname? It's, like, the elf, like, the... He's an elf or something.
The Keebler elf, the good giver, the I don't know. Is he Santa's little helper?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
Santa's little helper. No way we're ripping off Simpsons.
Yeah, he only goes by Santa's little helper, and he's not a dog. Yeah. I don't know. He's like that's the only kind of tanks he wanted to take was to Santa's little helper.
Yeah.
You know, I can't help you out, lady. You know, all I know is where he drinks, if that's any use to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I want to know. And Matt Damon is like...
Can we have Santa's Little Helper? Can that be the name of, like, a pop-up bar that's in his area? Or the nickname that he gives the priest could be the name of the bar. So the priest doesn't even know the name of the bar where he drinks. It's just, like, the name just rings a bell. Whatever the nickname is, it just rings a bell with Matt Damon. He's like, I know where that place is.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a person, you know?
But I think definitely you have Matt Damon going, I don't know, like, we're going to a bar. Like, I haven't been in a bar past midnight in, like, 5 years. Like, you know, it's like...
What's that bar in, with bar in the city center? Is like, the no-name bar.
Yeah.
So could it be, like, that's the bar that he goes to, but it's basically, like, you know, it's like, I have a nickname, and she's like, what is it? He goes, no-name. He goes, no, you just said you had a nickname. Tell me what the nickname is. No, it's no-name. That's the, you know, it's like, no name, no, you just told me it's a name, she won't take it. Like, uh-huh. No, the nickname is No Name, you know?
And right.
Like, No Name, like, that's the weirdest thing ever. And then Matt Damon's like, yeah, that's the name of a bar. These weird hipster places are popping up everywhere.
Right.
And she's like, it's the name of a bar? Maybe that's where he drinks, you know? So that's where it is. So the priest is not giving him the information.
But we're sending him on another journey.
This is the PI in them coming out now.
Exactly.
This is the Jessica Jones.
So I think before they get here, I think something needs to happen. I think it's going too straightforward if we just go from one spot to another.
Blown tire.
Yeah, it's just things happen, stranded. You know? And maybe somebody comes up to them looking for help, like, okay, you have some change or whatever, and I'm not saying that person comes back, but you want to throw a couple of obstacles in their way because they're succeeding at just hitting one step to the other.
When it comes to these movies, I think the general rule of thumb is that they lose their mode of transport. They lose their wallet and their keys.
Yeah.
And they don't wear the same clothes back that they left the house with.
I like that.
So I think they're the points that we have to hit throughout this story.
Well, it'd be kind of funny too if they popped a tire or whatever and is actually running over a gift that they actually bought for their kids. So it's like, God damn it. Like, we destroyed this. It's like, whose was it? I don't know, but we've broken
the window wiper. Yeah. Nobody wanted the window wiper. It was for Timmy. Yeah.
So they bust their car and it's like, ah, like, whatever. Like,
overheats, boom, it's done.
Yeah, they're on the side of the road. They're trying to, like, get it repaired. And I think she probably looks down the street. Boom, there's the bar.
I say their phones are dead as well because they probably have an iPhone and an iPhone doesn't last past midnight.
That's true.
It's gone. The batteries are both dead in both of them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought to charge it before you left the house. They would have assumed they were in bed at 11 or 10.
Yeah, I like that.
So they didn't plan for any of that stuff whatsoever.
Excellent.
So that takes out a major point as well. No phones.
Yeah, no phones. Seriously, the killer of drama. Oh, literally call for help. So, like, yeah, that point, basically, you got us out of, they'll just call for a repair for a car, you know?
So they're walking.
And they go to a payphone, and it's just a dirty old payphone. It doesn't work, you know, of course. Like,
yeah, I can see them picking up, you know, putting their hand in their sleeve and picking up with their sleeve.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It's crusty.
I think I would like them for them to get mugged as well. But do you think that happens now, like everything, when it rains, it pours kind of scenario? Or do you think they get to the next point, the bar, they walk to the bar, and then they get mugged after it?
I think mugged after it.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a nice little walk here. Yeah, I think after it. Because you want to, I think I'd like to sporadically take shit away from them, you know?
Yeah.
So they just make a walk in the cold. Because it's winter, you know?
Yeah.
And they make it to a bar and they're like, oh, just give me like a hot whiskey or something, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, they're actually now just had like, maybe Matt Damon's like, ordering drinks, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm freezing. It's a bar. You know, like, we've had a tough night. I'm not driving anymore.
I was going to say, you can't drink and drive. We're not driving. The car's broke down.
Yeah.
Good point. Give me a double whiskey.
Yeah. And then here's a great moment where she's like, so what do we do? I don't know. Like, what do we do? Like, we ask around. We snoop around. What exactly do we snoop around, though? What does that mean? Well, ask. Oh, I'm sorry, did somebody here rob a house and steal all the presents? Like, how are we going to get this information out of these people? Like, I don't know. Why are we here? I have no idea. You know?
You've watched enough movies and all how this stuff goes. So they're in the no-name bar now, I'd imagine. Yeah. So they're talking to the barman. It's like when he's pouring the drinks, like, well, it's a, you know, doing that whole, you know, making small talk. And it's like this terrible small talk. You know, I was like, how's the night going? Is it busy? Yeah, some weather out there, isn't it? Hey, Did you see what happened in Uganda earlier on today? And the barman's like looking at him. I was like, man, it's like 12:30, you know, it's nearly 1 a.m. You're talking to me about this shit. I want to go home. This is the last orders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just shut up, basically. That's the look in his eyes, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no response. And then she just turns around and goes, we're looking for no name, you know? And the barman's like kind of, that has that kind of, right, what do you know? What do you know? Do you know what I know? Kind of thing.
Right.
You know, sort of that she's like, she's just putting it straight out there, hard-boiled detective style, you know. And this.
Where does a girl go around here to get a gift or so?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "Do you mean a free drink? Nah, like I pay for my drinks."
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of like, where's
Santa's grotto open still? You know.
Yeah.
Kind of, we get a photo taken with Santa, maybe a gift to take home with us, you know. And do you think that the barman's thinking this is like a sexual innuendo kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm thinking that like they're getting really bad. Maybe you can actually have this agreement. So you have Matt Damon throwing innuendos at random people at the same time.
Can we have a word?
And they're just kind of like, it's just everyone's confused. They're like, if we lead vague, they might reveal something. That makes sense. It makes no sense. Well, fuck it, let's try it.
Can we do it where the barman's like, yeah, so you want a gift and... Damon's like, yeah, we do. We really do. You know, he's like, okay, so go to the men's cubicle one and we'll sort you out there. You know, that kind of thing. And it's like, she's like, okay, great. And they're kind of like, yes, we're getting ahead of it. So they stand outside the men's toilets and she's like, so go on in. He's like, oh, why do I have to go in? It's the men's toilets. Right. Like, of course you have to go in. You know, just call for me if you need any help. I'll wait here. I'll hear you, you know?
Yeah, and whoever's going to go give you that gift, we'll see who it is and we'll grab him.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Yeah. Can we go in then? Matt Damon go in and he's in cubicle one. He's waiting and all of a sudden then we hear like the pants unzipping. It's like the glory hole type situation.
Oh my God.
We don't see it, but we just see Matt Damon run out of the toilet. Nope, not him. Not him. No,
that's a terrible gift. That's
it. Yeah, we need to get out of here. Let's get out of here. Wait, what are we going to do? Like, no, he's just traumatized. He has that kind of, he's pale.
That is exactly not the good. Innuendos do not work.
Yeah.
They are not good forms of interrogation.
Yeah. Our line of questioning was all wrong in hindsight.
I think then you can have the motherfucker Jones moment where they burst out the door and they're like, God, what do we do? And there's someone outside going, I hear you're looking for something, something.
Yeah. Can that something, something be another innuendo? They're like, fuck off, man. No. Yeah. No more. He goes, no, look, toys. You want toys, right?
Yeah.
What kind of toys? Kids' toys. Okay, yeah, we're listening.
Yeah. Toys, yeah. Hold on. What kind of toys? Yeah, so this guy sells them, does he? But they're like...
He knows a guy.
Okay, I'm thinking...
He can hook them up.
Yeah, I don't want a situation where they can literally buy toys out of a trunk of a car, because then it's kind of story's over. You have it out. It's like, I think they'd rather get the toys somewhere than...
Remember Jingle All The Way had that scenario where he gets up to the shelf and it's only like the Chewbacca version of the toy, whatever, is the sidekick.
Yeah.
We do that, but we remember in as well The Office where it's White got all the unicorn princesses.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So something like that, a really shitty toy, you know, that's the option. It's like, you know, we still have like 6 hours to go before the kids wake up, you know, the kind of way. I think we can do much better than this, you know. Do you have anything better, you know? Do you have anything more legit, let's say? And he's like, yeah, I know a guy, you know.
Maybe we can go the... Yeah, he takes him to the car and like, yes. Not, like they make it clear it's not sex toys, but it's not children's toys either. It's like all that novelty office Secret Santa shit, you know?
Oh, like, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like paperweights.
And two-year-old presents.
Yeah, and they're like, what is this? Like, yeah. We can't give our kids paperweights. It's like, what is, like, a mouse pad? What's my kid going to do with a mouse pad? Like,
yeah.
A giant shirt saying female body inspector. And it's like, this is just junk.
This is inappropriate for a child.
Yeah.
And what kid
wants... I'd rather the sex toys.
What kid wants a mouse mat with David Hasselhoff's face on it, you know? Yeah. I'd say then the Motherfucker Jones character is like, okay, I know, you're someone who likes the finer things in life, you know, the bit more legit toys, we'll say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you where to get those. Like, okay, tell us. You go, yeah, but it's going to cost you a couple of mouse pads and a few Rubik's Cubes. It's like, how much, you know? He's like, $200 or $400 or whatever. And he's
five,
like,
stocking stuffers.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, fuck, okay, fine. You know, gives him the money. So he's now down. He's out of cash now, we'll say, you know, right, sort of thing. He's kind of, or he's really down on cash.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's like buying all this shite.
Makes sense. I like it.
But they have another lead.
But yeah, they have another lead on a guy that sells legit stuff. And they're like, yeah, who's that guy? Like, yeah, we want to know who the guy with the legit stuff is. Because that's what they're thinking. This is our guy, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense. They're not in another area. Like, they're not in another city, you know? They're kind of still swarming around their burrow.
Yeah.
In the dodgy end of the burrow, you know? So yeah, I think we're getting into, like, we haven't been to a house yet or an apartment.
I can see, yeah, an apartment block, like the New York fire escape-y kind of apartments, you know, them, yeah, sort of dark, dingy, you know, cockroaches on the wall, lights flickering.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere that they're just not used to. Once again, they have like the hand in the sleeve while they're walking up the stairs. They won't touch the railings, you know, the sort of thing.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah. So something like that. Because we haven't, like, with these kind of travel films or these kind of escapade films, it's always good not to repeat yourself in terms of locations, like... So we've been to a church, we've been to a bar. It's like, we go to a, like, an apartment building next. You want to keep it fresh each time. And I guess Danny DeVito, you mentioned earlier, we'll throw his ass in the scene.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
But this isn't, we don't have our main guy yet, do we?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that, do you think that maybe, I'd like for them to get really, really close, but obviously you don't want to give them the present, but you don't want to send them on a goose chase either, you know, the kind of way?
Yeah.
I think they have to be coming really, really close. Now, maybe if they're at the right apartment, they just, the guy isn't there, you know, the kind of thing with the toys, or it's like...
It'd actually be a great moment if they went in and the door swings open, it's unlocked, and they walk in, there's no one there, but there are toys underneath the tree, and they're basically going... Are we really going to steal from another family? Like, you know, it's
I think that crosses their mind, definitely. And as they're doing it, they're like, shit. We can't do this, you know, the kind of way. They understand, like, you know, they're thinking.
Because maybe Matt Damon's like, but maybe these are our toys. Maybe there's somebody else's. Maybe they stole these. Yeah. And that's what this is. And they're trying to justify what they're doing. Like, we're just taking it back, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who knows what these people are doing? Like, and it's such a wrong thing. Like, they're basically convincing themselves that it's okay to do, which I think
is good. The picture of the kids on the mantelpiece kind of, you know, and it's like, kind of makes them stop at that moment. It's like, no, these are real people as well. Do you think there's a dog there that chases them out of the house?
I can see that.
You know, just as they come to the right decision, it's like, you know what? No, we're not going to do it. They hear the growl.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit.
And then, how do we...
I want them to get mugged now, basically. I think that we need that other obstacle.
Yeah, okay. So where they went to then, they were sent to a guy who wasn't there. Is that it?
Yeah, I think... What if the address that he was given was like... They looked it up in the phone book, if that still exists.
He was dangling from
there. But there's like six of those kind of generic addresses around, you know? So it's like they have that Sarah Connor list.
Okay.
You know, sort of thing. So it's like, they went to the first place, it's the wrong spot, you know? They got the second... You know, you gotcha. Do that if you want. But when they hit the first place, as soon as they leave, I think they should get mugged.
Yeah, well, I mean, that could even be handled quite easy by this guy giving them two leads or whatever. Mm. Like, here's the guys I buy my... Like, here's the guys that are still selling, like, your quality gifts at this time, you know? So they go to the first one, the guy's not there. In fact, it's like, he's finished for the night. And they go in, they're like, oh, what are we doing here? You know, we can't
you want Elfie or you want Bumble? It's one of the other, one of those two guys.
Elfie and Bumble, yeah. They get chased by a dog. I like that. Yeah. So they're out the door, they're running down the hallway. And he's throwing his beer mats at, like, his mouse pads at the dog, going, get away from me, you know?
Just throw the sack away. You don't need it.
Yeah. makes it outside, and they're like, ooh, this night is not getting any worse. And they're backing up, boom, mugged.
Yeah, exactly. I said, you get out of they run out of the apartment block. They manage to close the door behind them. The dog is there, you know, scratching at the door.
Uh-huh.
They're in an alleyway, basically. They're like, yes, thank God, buying to get mugged.
Yeah. Oh, Merry Christmas to me.
I would love if it was a Santa Claus that mugged him.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those guys that asks for change and he's drunk, you know, he's like dingy Santa Claus.
Yeah.
What if he robs Matt Damon's clothes as well? He's like, give me your clothes, you know, I can't wear this. You know, after tomorrow this gear is out of fashion, so give me your clothes, I'll give you these. Give me your wallet as well. You know, because you have Matt Damon dressed up as Santa Claus now running around.
I like that. So you have the thing where it's like, give me your money and your phones and all that stuff. They're like, give me your clothes. And then when he takes it, you see the Santa throwing the Santa gear in the bin, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I like you. He's like, I'm going to need this shit for another year or whatever.
Yeah.
So it forces Matt Damon to wear the Santa gear because it's like, I have no clothes and there's Santa gear.
Fucking freezing.
Yeah. I like that. So he's dressed as Santa.
Yeah.
I dig that. And now they have no money and they have one more lead.
Yeah. Now they have no options. They have no credit cards. They have no phones. They have no keys.
Yeah.
Because this could be a good thing as well, where they have to break back into their own house later on.
I think so, yeah.
They can't wake the kids up.
They have no keys, right. Makes total sense. I think we're at a lead now that is like very close to...
Where do you think we are now? Do you think we're at like the midpoint? Do you think we're going to come close to the third act?
Past the midpoint.
I mean, this is now we're coming close to the third act.
Yeah, this is like midpoint territory anyway. Like you've taken away a lot of shit from them. I think you do... We need a chase scene to happen soon now, right? I kind of feel like that's missing at the moment. And that could lead us... Maybe it is the lead that the next person I get to, it could be the guy, right? It could... Because I'd like them to chase somebody now. Or maybe it's on their way...
Oh, you mean like the Kevin Spacey in Seven, kind of the shadowy guy running through alleyways and they're chasing them, you know, that kind of way?
Yeah, I think actually it could be that they have like one more lead, but you know what? I think they could be defeated now. Yeah. They have nothing else.
I would like something thrown in their lap.
Yeah.
Like literally thrown in their
lap. So I'm thinking they see a guy sneaking out of a window of a house with shit in his hand.
Mm.
So they see the thief.
What if they see another Santa Claus with a big sack of gifts, you know, that kind of way. And it's like, oh my God, look at him. He's so nice, you know, given he's maybe like, you know, Matt Damon's holding Kirsten Wiig, they're sitting on the ground, you know, the kind of way she's kind of like upset and he's
upset. Yeah, because
they're consoling each other.
They're basically going home defeated, going, look, we're actually going to die out here. We have no money, no car, I have no clothes, like, we're done.
And what if they look across the road and they see through a window a Santa Claus with a sack on his back going up to a tree, you know, hovering down, like, oh my God, it's so sweet, you know, a father going through all this. Ever, do you think you would have done that tonight if we could have done it, you know? And he's like, yeah, maybe.
But
then with that, they see the Santa Claus getting up, putting, as he stands up, he's putting toys into the sack.
Right.
And he comes out of the house, gets into his car, drives off, and you're like, the fucker's robbing people. That's not saying he's not giving gifts, he's taking them.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
That's the guy.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Get him. We need to chase him.
And they run after that. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that they're running through a district where there's a load of bars and people are throwing drinks at Santa Claus, you know, because he's running down the street and you know, that kind of thing. They're getting
berated. Oh, Matt Damon is Santa Claus.
I think Matt Damon is in Santa Claus outfit, and then the other guy is in his car driving off, and they're chasing after, basically.
This feels like a Raising Arizona kind of chase. Or, like, the guy in a car, and then there's, I think she was in a car and Nicolas Cage was running around trying to like get the nappies after he robbed somebody. So I think there's a thing where like they're both chasing after this car and it's exciting, it's fun, like and he's taking corners and like, we'll split up, and then they try to like stand on either side of the car, you know, and then he goes down an alleyway and like, shit, you know, and they keep running, you know. I feel like it's, you need that element of action here that maybe he jumps in a jumps on a bicycle or something, like you want them to do things, you know.
Yeah, I would love for him to have a scenario of kind of like Santa's sleigh, you know, the equivalent of whatever that would be, you know, for a Santa Claus in a sleigh chasing a car, you know, that kind of thing, or like on a reindeer or something like that, you know, the kind of way. There's like there's something there.
I watched The Night Before just yesterday, and they do they do something similar with like a sleigh, but it actually ends immediately, like Seth Rogen and them getting a sleigh, and then it's chained to a wall, so it just rips out of the wall, and you're like, oh, that was all you I thought you were going to do more with that moment. So yeah, I think you're right, like, we want a chase scene, but I think he needs to get into a sleigh, you know, like.
Yeah, he needs something along those lines, and I think if he still has the bags, would he still have the bags of the stationery, or the, you know, the shitty gifts?
I think so.
Because maybe that Santa Claus, he tried to give him that, and the Santa Claus that robbed him didn't want it. Yeah. And I was like, that's just shit. There's something in there that he can use to kind of help kind of trap Patton Oswalt or something along those lines. Yeah. Something, there could be something there we can plant in, you know, this sort of thing.
I like it.
We can use it.
Yeah.
But I'd say that we catch up with him anyway, more or less. Not fully, but we can see where the...
It would be fun in the chase scene where they're following the bad guy. And like he's throwing like that novelty shit at the window, and it's like, get out of the car, you know. that is really fun. And I think, yeah, maybe one of those things gets caught in the tire, and it's a joke because their car broke down because of some novelty shit. So maybe it's like, these things are fucking killer with cars, you know, like, that's it. So yeah, I think, did they catch him, or they don't catch him completely, but I think they get to an area.
Do you think that maybe the... what do you think about Patton Oswalt, by the way? He's just the first guy that popped into my head when I thought geeky teeth.
Hey, it works with me.
Do you think that maybe he's going into Rob's another house and they see him go into that house, so they go in after him basically to kind of stop him? Maybe they can hold Patton Oswalt hostage to get him to go back to get the toys, you know?
Oh, like kind of like entrapment. Yeah. Kind of like, we'll let him rob the place so we can catch him in the act.
Yeah.
All right, so then we have this whole chase thing, but maybe it was that Patton Oswalt had no idea that he was being chased.
Yeah, they were following him. And because they're on foot, it feels frantic because they're trying to keep up with a car.
Yeah.
You know, they're on a sleigh or whatever. That's
I like that. So it's just the thing is, he doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't know. No, he doesn't know.
And they're like, there he is. He's going in another house.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. Let's go in first and stop him, you know. Let's go in after him and stop him. What if then the police get called?
Uh-huh.
And they have to escape with Patton Oswalt, but they're holding him hostage now. They're in his car and they have to evade the police.
I like that. So
now they're all on the run.
Yeah, so he's dressed like they're going, it's call the police, you know, and it's like, there's a guy dressed as Santa Claus breaking into a house, and fucking Matt Damon goes in there dressed as Santa Claus. Yeah. He broke into the house.
We have Kirsten and Wig there as well, and then we hear maybe the husband of that house or whatever, you know, he's there with a baseball bat. He's like, put those fucking toys down and get out of this house now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we can hear the kid, daddy, don't talk to Santa like that. And then the wife is calling the police. There's two Santa Claus and an elf trying to break into the house at Christmas. I'm not that short.
Yeah.
I don't even wear an elf gear. Like, where'd you get elf from?
Yeah. She's so offended. How am I an elf?
Yeah. It's like, daddy, no, not Santa. No, his Santa's.
And slutty Saint Mrs. Claus. Yeah. This, I'm not slutty. Oh
my God, this is normal wear. Like, what are you talking about, slutty elf? I'm so offended by you.
Yeah.
Maybe you should rob you.
I really like, though, that a cop car shows up. They have to, they have to get out because they literally, how do you explain that you're in a house?
Yeah.
You're basically the APB that
they have no ID, you know, they have no wallet, no phone, no keys. They can't do that. It's like, they're kind of lock us up, and then we can't give the kids anything.
Yeah.
You know, the kids won't have a Santa Claus. They won't have presents, and they won't have their parents on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
This will just be the worst thing ever. We need to get out of here now.
So yeah, I think they run off and they basically, like as you said, like they grab Patton Oswalt, right?
Yeah. Throw him into the car. They have him hostage, and they're like, "Tell us where you have the toys." And he's like, "I'm not telling you until you help me do one more job."
Right. Okay.
So they're forced to help him to rob somewhere or to do something for him, basically. You know, kind of, maybe it's a drop off with, maybe Patton Oswalt owes money to somebody, and he's afraid to go give the money to the loan shark or whatever that he owes him. He's a dangerous guy, and he makes them do the drop off.
Yeah, because they're like, we'll turn you into the police. And it's like, you're turning yourself into the police. Yeah. You were in that house too. Yeah.
You heard that APB was for two Santas and an elf. I'm not a fucking elf.
Yeah. So I know what you mean. Like, it's difficult. Like, I don't think they can help rob anybody else, because that's the whole point of what they're out for.
Yeah.
But maybe it is something about collecting something for him or dropping something off. Like, be the muscle of the scenario.
Maybe he owes a guy a load of money, but the only way this fella is going to let him off with the money is if he gives him this special toy that he's out there robbing. You know, his kid wants this Turbo Man, say.
Yeah.
You know, he can't find him anywhere. Pat Nozzle has gone around and he's out there robbing them, basically, from another house. And he has to give him this Turbo Man to get him off.
Well, like, yeah, sure. Like, we'll go with that. But, like, a scenario like that anyway. It doesn't feel like 100%, but
yeah,
I think we can figure it out as we go. It's basically...
if the Turbo Man is just, it's just a box full of cocaine. But it is a Turbo Man box, you know, kind of way. It's like, we're drug smugglers now? Holy shit.
Yeah, we want that kind of, I'll bring it for you, but you'll have to do something for me first.
Yeah.
And it can't be robbing another house. I think the drop-off thing makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I do think it makes sense. So just,
and it is the most dangerous place in the world that they're going into. It's just the elf and Santa, the Matt Damon, Santa Claus, Kirsten Wiig, basically just the two of them going in with this box.
It's like an empty warehouse, isn't it?
Yeah, somewhere. It's like a mafia place, or you know, it's like it's the Goodfellas scenario, you know.
So you think all three of them go in, or
no? I'd say Patton Oswalt waits outside.
Yeah. Just trying to think, like,
take the keys and they tie him up in the car or something like that, you know?
Okay.
They tie him to the car or something. Maybe one of the gifts, one of the shitty toys that Matt Damon bought with a set of handcuffs.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, if he sends them in, he gets away.
Yeah.
That makes sense that they're like, look, we'll do this quickly, then we'll get our toys or we'll get the gifts and we'll be back. And he's like, yeah, good luck. And they handcuff him as like a surprise going, you're not going anywhere, my friend, you know? He's like, no. Like, what if they catch me out here, you know?
Yeah. It's not safe. It's not safe. They take the keys. So there's no way Patton Oswalt can leave. There's no way he can help them, though, either.
Yeah.
So it's just the two of them on their own in this place.
Going in a Christmas Eve at, like, 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah, because I'd imagine, like, kids get up really early for Christmas, like, you know, when Santa's coming, like, 5, 6 a.m. So I think they're on that deadline now where it's like, we need to get back to the house, you know? We need this shit to run fast. We can't think about what we're doing. You know, we're under serious pressure. We want to pull this off.
I agree. And I think we have a moment where, like, you're actually going to go confront some drug dealers, right?
Yeah.
And I think there is a thing where you'd have our parents going, like, what? Why would you do, like, don't you guys have any kids? Like, why are you doing these deals at this time, you know?
Yeah.
You're just making them feel bad for, like, what are you doing out at this time? It's like, well, there's no cops. Like, everyone's at home asleep. This is the perfect time to actually do this. Which doesn't make sense, actually. Yeah. But, like, it's a shame. Here's your thing. Or how should this go down?
Well, I can see, for one, that they're really afraid going in. They're really sketchy going in. They're, like, kind of really nervous. They get there, and they treat the whole thing like it's a drug deal. Like, this toy is a briefcase full of drugs.
Okay.
Or money, or something like that. You know, they're playing that real...
you got the stuff?
We're taking the inspiration off movies here, you know? And I think the gangsters are actually, in the end, they're really kind of nice, and it's like, hey, it's Christmas Eve, chill out, you know, they're kind of,
oh, I like that,
you know. It's like, hey, I just paid the guy money to, I just let the guy off with $2,000 to get me this toy, you know. It's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's Christmas Eve. So we just flip the whole
boss
scenario, but we play it off at the start like, this is dangerous, there's guys with guns, they're big guys, they're looking at them, they look real dangerous, you know, that way. And
I like your idea about...
Maybe there's a guy attached to a chair with, like, a lot of bruised eyes and bloody lips and all that. Like, he's getting beat up at the time. It's like, you know, that's what they're doing there. It just so happens we're dropping off the stuff.
I like the idea that you had about there's drugs in the toy, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a great false where they're like, so what do you think is inside? It's like, is it drugs inside the toy or whatever? And it reveals like, oh man, I couldn't find this fucking thing anywhere, you know? Like
every kid wants them. Like, if I don't, if my little Sally doesn't get it,
you've seen Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, if she doesn't get it, she's gonna get bullied at school. Like, you know, yeah. Every kid has one of these.
My secretary fucked up and didn't pick it up for me, so I just sent out that bozo. Yeah. He's like, I don't really care who gives it to me as long as I get it.
If I don't get it, my wife's gonna bust my balls.
Yeah.
Capiche.
And then they're looking at the poor guy getting his ass kicked and like, oh, don't worry about him. Like, he owes a shitload of money to everybody. And the guy gets his ass kicked is like,
see, all you do is get one of these and he couldn't do that.
Great. So then they just kind of leave, right?
Yeah.
That feels like...
they leave. That's the kind of high point of it. Of that, like the all stakes in. I think they leave. They get in the car with Patton Oswalt. He brings them home. And now we find out that he has kids. And we get that emotional kind of... he's kind of doing it for the right reasons, but he's doing a bad thing for the right reasons.
So he's going under his tree, is it? And check, and they're already wrapped gifts, like they've wrapped it in a certain way, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
So they can see immediately, like, oh, that's our gift wrapping paper, and it's under his tree, and he's like, there it is, there it is, like, I guess it all worked out. I don't have that debt, so. I guess like my kids can be sad, but at least they won't lose their dad. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah,
it could have been worse, I suppose. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that like Kirsten Wig. I think one of them should, or do both of them feel bad about it? Like, you know, that they're taking this. They see the kids asleep. You know, the kind of way.
Uh-huh. Or
maybe it's like a small apartment where like the kids' bedroom door is open slightly and they can see the kids like with their heads on the pillow.
Yeah.
And they look in and they're looking at the toys and like, shit, what can we do? But we know they're our kids, you know, they're these toys are for our kids. They're having that little conversation. It's like, well, we can't do it to these, can we?
I'm thinking they actually do take it.
I think they do, but I think they should have that moment where it's like, you know, they're deliberate. It's like, but our kids are gonna be upset, but their kids are gonna be upset. I'm only saying it's because I think that a nice moment after on Christmas morning when everyone's happy, that maybe Kirsten Wiig and Matt Damon do something and bring,
and they go back. That's what I'm thinking too.
Because the kids shouldn't be the ones who.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Matt Damon already has a Santa gear, so maybe he turns up and he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late, kids," you know, and gives.
Oh, I like that. And they don't have their keys, you said, and he's dressed like Santa.
Yeah, see, I think the high stakes moment for our third act could be them trying to break into the house.
Their own house.
Yeah, and do the whole Santa scramble.
And there's cops around, and they're actually trying to get away from the cops to break into their own house.
You
could even have
the grandfather not knowing it's them and attacking them, you know. Like,
oh, I like this.
2 times in one night, you son of a bitches.
Yeah, like, that's so ridiculous that they have no ID and they're trying to break in their own house and there's cops in the area. Because you know what? You would put a couple of patrolmen in an area that's getting burgled, you know?
And maybe they could do. Maybe they do get arrested outside the house. And it's like they can't access the grandfather doesn't know about it. No one knows about it. They're trying to get in. They got stopped before they get into the house. And they're like, just please just call your sergeant. Just call the bunk, you know, that kind of way.
Uh-huh.
He will tell. He knows we're out. And the bunk is like, those son of a bitch, they're still out. Just tell them to get home right now, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
So they don't actually get arrested. They get pulled into the car, but not arrested.
Yeah. And then you have that moment, then he's dressed as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So
I think the kids should. Do you ever, you know, you remember back in the day, make it sound real old, when you didn't have phones and you needed to get into your house and you didn't want to wake your parents up or whatever?
Uh-huh.
So you used to throw stones at the window to someone. What if it's that, but they're throwing stones at the grandparents' window in the house, trying not to wake the kids? But the kids hear the rustling, you know, the stones are hitting the roof.
It sounds like.
They hear the pitter patter on the roof, and it's like.
Reindeer.
Santa, you know, so they wake each other up, you know, maybe the little brother wakes up the sister. He's like, Santa's here. They hear the dun dun dun, you know, up on the roof, and they take his footsteps, and like, oh shit. So they get up and they go downstairs.
Slowly sneak down the steps.
And as that's happening, we have. The grandparents aren't waking up, and we have. Kirsten Wiig and Matt Damon trying to break into the house, you know, because now the kids are up. Santa should have been here. He's not. Santa is here now, and the kids are going to expect to see Santa Claus. So I was like, shit, you know, this. If we don't pull this off, the whole night is ruined.
Right.
The kids will know Santa's not real and the magic's gone, like, you know.
So you have to pretend to be Santa Claus. Yeah. And it's like, oh, how are you? You know, like.
Yeah. Keeping the lights off so he can't see him, you know, the kind of way.
Even it'd be kind of funny, a bit of a crass joke, but. If he's like, oh, I have to pretend to be Santa. Like, what does Santa sound like? It's like, I don't know. And, like, he hits his nuts off something. So he's like, oh. And she's like, yeah, that's a great impression. What do you mean? Oh. Oh, and the kids hear him yelping. They're like, oh, my God, Santa.
Can we have it where, God. Can we have it where the kids aren't downstairs yet? They've just managed to get into the house, Kirsten and Wig. Yeah. And she's like, they hear the kids coming down the stairs. She's like, that's the kids. You have to pretend to be Santa, you know? So they're doing that really, like, low-pitched in the kitchen, you know? It's like, he goes, what's Santa sound like? He turns around, bang, hits himself, and does what you just said there. And then the kids are like, it is Santa! When they hear him, he's like, oh, yeah, you know? She's like, yeah. But then for the grandfather to get up and to basically run down the stairs, what is the kids? You know, he thinks the house is getting robbed again.
Yeah.
He has, like, a golf club or something in his hand. The kids are like, it's not Santa, it's Santa! He goes, get back, kids, it's not Santa, you know? They're kind of waiting, just,
I said I'd beat the shit out of you.
They're just mortified. The kids are distraught, and the Kirsten Wig is like, shut up, shut up. He sees her, then he knows, you know. It's like,
yeah, because she's like hiding in the hallway or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. And then I think at that point, they leave the toys, and Santa's standing there, and it's like, she's going like, get the fuck out. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, he's like, oh, yeah, okay, kids, we've got to get the rest of the world to go. And they're like, Santa, you going up the chimney? And you're looking at the chimney, it's like this tiny little thing. No. The sleigh is out in the back garden. I'm just going to go out that way.
And then I think that's kind of their story done. But it'd be kind of nice if you had the doorbell of Patton Oswalt's place ring.
Well, I think that, we should have a like Christmas morning now. The sun is up, everyone's clean and clothed and all that. Like, and they're sitting there, Kirsten and Wig and Damon, they're looking at their kids having so much fun, and she's like, it turned out pretty well in the end, didn't it? Kind of, I suppose. And Matt Damon kind of looks at her and goes, I can't stop thinking about them either, you know, the kind of way. And then you hear the doorbell ringing. Patton Oswalt, he opens up the door, and there were presents for him.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
she's like, come on kids, we're going for a little drive, you know.
Yeah,
and they'd bring the
Santa
kids
Claus on. Sorry, Matt Damon obviously be dressed up as Santa Claus again.
Yeah, and yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
so that's kind of it then, right? Yeah, they give Patton Oswalt's kids the presents.
Yeah.
And
he's just like so moved by it or whatever, you know, kind of a real gracious kind of teary-eyed and close the door on him and that's it. Like, you know?
Yeah. Then you just kind of lift the camera out from the city over the, like the snow-covered landscape, you know, cityscape, and then that's it. It's done. So what do we call this?
Jingle All the Way. Turbo Man.
Come on, it's gonna be tough. Like
Scrooged,
Grinched, because that guy steals all the presents, right?
He does. It's just way too close to Grinch, though, isn't it? You know, it's just like it is. It is a movie, so.
It's all about Christmas Eve, then, right?
Yeah, you need something. You need something the night before Christmas, like, you know, it's
it's people
Die like, Hard.
Is somebody robbing on Christmas Eve? Somebody who's stolen
A thief robbing on Christmas Eve.
The Christmas thief.
Christmas thief?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Christmas thief.
We'll do that. That makes sense. You could even spell it like Christmas and then THI is a bit lowercase.
Like spray painted or something like that.
Yeah.
Eve.
Yeah, Christmas thief.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, we'll do that. That's it.
Last part of the year.
Yeah.
Last part of 2015.
That is pretty awesome. Okay. Well, guys, have a great Christmas, I suppose.
Yeah. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah. If you enjoyed this, or if you'd like to, if you enjoyed this, please share it with your peers, neighbors, and colleagues. If you'd like to request anything, let us know by tweeting us or sending us an audio file using hashtag StoryBitch.
You can hit us up on Storybreakers on Facebook, or storybreakers@gmail.com.
And here's to the next year of Storybreakers.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for listening, guys.